The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yumadav Ches, in a discussion on the Issur V'chitza, in Yom Kippur, one of the Chamish Shinuyim is the Issur V'chitza, the Gemara by Yumadav Ches discusses not taking a shower, not washing oneself off, but toiveling to be mitaya oneself from Tumah. And the Gemara says, the Rameh says, one is allowed to be mitaher on Yom Kippur, even though there's a inui. But what he's doing is a mitzvah, he's doing a mechuyiv, he's mechuyiv to do. And the Gemara calls that tvila bizmana mitzvah. The Gemara says, Rameh saw that tvila bizmana mitzvah. To be toivel at the time when one could be toivel in order to be nitah from a gevissa tumah, from a tumah, is a mitzvah, he's mechuyiv to do. He's not doing it for his own pleasure, he's doing it the shem mitzvah. Rashi says, what's the mitzvah, tefillah b'zman mitzvah, the chsiv, v'chite b'yom ha'shvi, Pasuk says by somebody who's being nitayer with Eifer Poro from Tumas HaMes, v'chite b'yom ha'shvi, v'chibes b'godov, v'rochatz b'mayin. What's the Pasuk telling us? The pasuk is telling, why does it say v'chite b'yom ha'shvi? The pasuk said it already before. L'lamed al ha'tfila shetehe b'yom shvi. That says that the tfila should be b'yom shvi. It's not he has to have the mei poro, the eifer poro sprinkled on him b'yom shvi. Why does it say v'chite b'yom ha'shvi? V'chite b'zvaz v'rochatz b'mayim on b'yom shvi. It tells us that his tahara, his tfila should also be b'yom shvi. Problem is that Rashi on daf peches, the same din. The Gemara says over there, Tanya kol chayovi tvila is toivel in kedakim v'yom ha'kippurim. The Gemara says, all tmeim are allowed to be toivel in a mikvah yom kippur. Nido, yoledes, toivel is kedakim b'leili yom kippur. Balkeri, toivel v'hoilich. And the Gemara says over there, my time in the Rabbonon, kesavi tvila b'zman ha'mitzvah. The Brayer says, mekel shittas Rabbonon, that you're allowed to be toivel yom kippur. Soon we'll see if this is negetos b'zman hazeh, but in times of Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to be toivel midaraisa. Why tvila b'zman ha'mitzvah? And over there, Rashi says, a different source. Rashi says over there, that the pasuk says, v'hoyo lufnois erev yirchot, by a tome. The Torah commands him, so to speak. V'hoyo lufnois erev yirchot, that he should be toivel by night. Lufnois erev means in the afternoon of the seventh day. Tumas need the 7 days. Midaraisa, by the way. Tumas need the 7 days. She could be toivel, and then she becomes Torah after 7 days. We're machmed midarabonon, the Gemara says, and the minhag is to be very machmed on this, that women should not be toivel till the night of the 8th day, after 7 full days. But midaraisa v'hoi lefnois erev, yirchot es besorei b'mayim. It's on the 7th day, so the Torah commands one to be nitar when one is able to. So it seems Rashi has two makaris to the same din. The Lomdim want to propose a teretz. There's a Oruch Lener in Nidadav Choses. What's the tefillah of his man of mitzvah? A person has to be Torah. You don't want to be Torah. Don't be Torah. You don't want to be Roy Teed Kochim. Don't be Roy Teed Kochim. Don't be Roy to be Oitzik B'Tarot. The only time of the year L'Chorah that a person has a Chiyuv to be Torah, it says, Chayiv Odom L'Tar Atme B'Regel. Why? Because on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah to come to Beit HaMikdash, to be a L'Regel, to eat Pasuk Kochim, to partake of the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Memela wants mechuyiv to be Torah year round. You don't want as nisht as nisht. There's a mitzvah, there's a chiyuv to be Torah. So the Aruch Lener says like this, the Aruch Lener needed chof test, that the mitzvah, the chiyuv of tefillah b'zman mitzvah, is where the Torah defines the Tahara in terms of days. The Torah says 7 days, and then be nitar. It's kilu. It's not only that's when he could be tohar. But the Pshat the Gemara is, the Torah is telling you when you should, the Torah is telling you a process. Count days, 7 days, let's say by Tumas Nida, by Tumas Zova, so on and so forth, by Tumas Ames. The Torah is putting a process, and the Rambam counts these processes as mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah to be Torah this, it's a mitzvah to be Torah that. The Torah says, count 7 days and do the following. That statement, do the following, is not just the Rishus. Not just that it works to get rid of the tumah, but it's a positive mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. The tefillah is not a ma'aseh reshus. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. That's what we call tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Says Aruch Lener. But any tumah, bal keri, person's roi keri, or let's say a person touches a sheret, so on and so forth. There are different tumahs which he can be tevil that day. Harav Shem, she becomes tohar that night. There's no din in counting days. Over there, there's no mitzvah. So, what the London want to point out is that Rashi went with Aruch Nanez's basic idea. The V'chite B'yem Eshvi, the Gemara by us is talking about Nidim. The V'chite B'yem Eshvi is not good for a Balkari, because a Balkari has no din to count days. A Nida counts 7 days and then she's toibel. A Zolva, they count 7 days, they're toibel. In that case, it's a mitzvah. But Yom HaShvi, that's mechayivim to do it that day. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. Not a ma'aseh rishus, but a balkari. No counting of days. There's only dinner. You want to be Torah, to be toibel in a mikvah. Where do we learn that out from that? It's also, it's a ma'aseh mitzvah. The being tohor is not a rishus, but it's a dvar mitzvah to be Torah. That Rashi has to bring in that fechez, another pasuk, that's talking about a balkari. That's what they want to suggest, b'shitas Rashi, in that case. Tomei sheretz is not part of the pasuk, there's no days, and it's not part of the pasuk of Balkari over there, that the Vohel of Noiseret Yitzchak by Mayim. Look here, you can't extrapolate from the Pasuk more than what's in the Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about a Balkari. That's not a Balkari. It's not talking about a Tomei Sheretz. So the Chayyim and a Tomei Sheretz does not have a mitzvah litzvah bizmani. A Tomei Sheretz, even in times of Beis HaMikdash, when there's a din of Tvila bizmani mitzvah, would not have a din to be toivel on Yom Kippur. Problem is, if you look at Tosfos Shabbos and Kuf Chaf Aleph from now, Divrei Maaseh Halacha Kasinon, he puts Tomei, a person who touched the sheretz, into the list of Tmeim that have a mitzvah of Tvila Bizman Mitzvah. So l'chayr, this plan is not going to hold water as far as Tosfos is concerned. Like we said, Yom Tov, there's a din even a person who's nitpah b'sheretz, but that's a bazun the din in Yom Tov that he should be ro'i to partake of kachrim and tairis. That's what's mechayiv. It's not the person's tummy is mechayiv to be nitar. So that would not render it a ma'aseh mitzvah. Here's another interesting ma'ar mokum. The Aruch Lener in that piece discusses the mashon Shabbos over there in Kuf Chaf Aleph, the taste that we just mentioned. Mashon on that taste is shockingly includes being toivel kelim in the list of things that have as mitzvah. It's not even a person. The kelim, if you want, don't use the kelim for truma, for kachim. But tefillah b'zman mitzvah. The tefillah b'zman mitzvah is getting rid of tumah. Kachi rotzna boire, that any tumah should be rectified when possible. That itself would render every tefillah in the world, even kelim, even a nit mesher, kelim is much bigger, it's not even a person's stomach. It's a is a spoon or a fork that's tummy. But getting rid of tumah, rectifying, doing the sack in the tumah by putting it through a process of tahara is in and of itself a mitzvah. Tvila b'zman a mitzvah. The Pnei Yeshua in Beitza, also the Gemara brings over the Tvila b'zman a mitzvah, and he says on that mashor that even Kelim have a din, that's mafurish in Midrashim, that in the Psukim and Pasha Shmini they talk about a tanur, that the person has an oven that's nitmo, you can't put it on a mikvah, it's a klicher, it's the way to solve the tumah, the way to get rid of the tumah is by smashing the oven, yutos, and loses its shame tanu, loses its shame kli, and then it can rebuild it from the pieces, and it'll be torn. It already lost its shame oven. Over there it's mafush. You want mafush in chazal. You want, you don't want. You don't have to be mitair the oven, you want to leave it as tumah, and it'll be used only to make food which is tumah. Gesundheit, the Medrash says. Clear that there's no mitzvah, there's no mechayiv that any tumah has to be gotten rid of. Maybe a person who's tameh, maybe only if it's told in the days, like the Aruch Lener says. But it seems clear, not like the Masho. So the Aruch Lener says kedarkoi that you're right. It's not the pshat that there's a mitzvah of tvila bizman a mitzvah on a person becoming Torah, on a Kli becoming Torah. It's only when it's Nitma Yidei Meis, where over there also there's a din of the third day, the seventh day, because the Eifer Parah has a process. It's the days, it's the counting the days that's Mechayiv the Tahara. Anytime you count days, that process is Mechayiv, finishing up that process by doing a Maisa Tzul Mikudah. If you don't hold like the Aruch Lener, so that's questionable. Could you put Kalim together with the Tzvila B'Zman Mitzvah? Masho is a shver masho. Agav midei dabri, in the process of breaking a tanur, whether there's a tzad hashava, like we said, is a ma'ase mitzvah in tvila, and getting rid of tumah, is there a ma'ase mitzvah in breaking the oven? Is that a ma'ase mitzvah? It's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos if we say shviroso is there with zui tfiloso. Is the pshat just that the kli becomes ois kli becomes it no longer as a shame kli, or the breaking it is mitaher? Rashi and Tosfos, famous machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Daf Kuf Chov Gimel about that point. There's an interesting, once we mention it, we'll just say over an interesting Maram Okin. There's a Tosfos Shants and Soite Daf Chov Tes. Says B'Shem Reb Meshulam. Very often in B'Shem we find interesting Chukala pieces of information. B'Shem Rabbeinu Meshulam was one of the Rishonim that had Dvar Mechudash. We find Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yosha was very against this Reb Meshulam. He's Mechadish that a Klicheres Achash Virosoi, break a Klicheres, it becomes Tor. Not just that it's non-functional, so it loses its Tumma status. He says that breaking it is a Maisetar to the point where if you break a Klicheres that a Sheretz touched, it doesn't become Al-Yidei the breakage Tor until the night. The same way a person goes into a mikveh, he needs Harem Shemesh till the night. It's a tremendous chiddush. All the Rishonim argue on this. But it's clear that this Rabbeinu Meshulam holds very clearly that the process of breaking a klicheres is exactly the same as toiveling in a mikveh for a person. Interesting marmokin. The Rambam in Hilchis Shvisa Sosa, the halachas of Inuyim and Yom Kippur, Shvisa Sosa Perigimel, after he brings that Balkari should be toivel, he says, Bizman Azed is no heter for a Balkari to be toivel. The Rambam seems to mix together with me and say this whole discussion is halacha v'lelemaisa. Why? Because negate Bizmani based on Mikdash, but today it's not negate, the Rambam says, and a Balkari, Chalila, a person is very carry, below Yom Kippur, we take precautions, we read four, after end of Marav, we read the first four kapitluch of Tehillim, that Chalila, nobody should go into Tahara of Yom Kippur in a state of Tumah. There's a Chiyuv, a mitzvah to be Tehillim on Erev Yom Kippur, to get rid of the state of Tumah if anybody is in one. The Rambam says, Bizman Azeh, he doesn't have a Balkari, doesn't have a right to be Tehillim, even though Apidin the Gemara, Balkari should be Tehillim, because we pass in Tehillim Bizman Mitzvah. Bizman Azeh, not. Why not? Says the Rambam, B'toich HaDvarim, he says two different things. He says, and it's not really even A and B, because he says them sort of together. The Rambam says that Tfilas Balkari Bizman Azeh, in the times of Chazal, they were very makbid, Balkari can learn. He came down, Tfilas Balkari Bizman Azeh is only a minig, they were mulatul l'chiyu. A person can daven and learn, even a Balkari, Sugis and Brachas, Mufurish. And because of that, there's no chiyu government to be terrible. So Mele, he can't do it on Yom Kippur. It's a Dvar Rishus, it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, it doesn't have a right to be Tavim Yom Kippur. The Rambam also says, because today anyways we're all Tummy. Why? Because we're all Tummy Meis. Meaning to say, that one could hear that there would be a Mitzvah to be Tohor. To Tohor we're not going to be. A person could get rid of Tumas Balkari, but he's still Tummy Meis. If you're not going to be Tohor after going to the Mikvah, then there's no Mitzvah to be Nitar from that specific Tumah. Even though one could get rid of one level of Tumah and still have another level of Tumah. You could get rid of Tumas Balkari, even if you didn't get rid of Tumas Hamez, but there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is the Maisa mitzvah, is becoming Torah, it's not becoming Torah. It's Tommy, anyways. Shabbos, which is, could the real reason please stand up? The Rambam seems to say B'Tech HaDvar of both. What's the Kaveh over here? Is the point because. So, Lamarshal, what happens Bizman Beis HaMikdash, where somebody is. Where Bizman Beis HaMikdash. And Bizman Beis, I'm sorry, Bizman Chazal, when there was a Chiv on a Balkari to be Mitayer himself, before learning, before davening. But Lamaise, he knows that he can't get to Efer Poro. So he's not going to become totally Torah, so then he could be Tevel Yom Kippur. And if you say that the real reason is, because anyways we're Tomei, because we're Tomei Meis, so why mention Balkari, whether it's a Chiv Gom Bizman Hazeh or not? So it seems in the Rambam holds that this, like always, good shtickle Torah in the Rambam. The Rambam holds these two distinct dinim in Tefillah Bizman HaMitzvah. One din is for the person to be tohor, so a chiv mitzvah, to be in a positive state of tahara when possible. A person is being toivel in order to create tahara, could be in kelim also. But on a person where a person is being nitar, that he's a tohor, there's a mitzvah on a person to be tohor. That mice of creating that state is not a mice of reshus. It's a ma'aseh mitzvah. This is a second din. There's a functional din that in order for a person to be able to be Oisik and Dvar Ruchniyim, he has to have a state of Tara in order to be able to eat Truma, Kachim. And for anybody, for a regular Yid, a Balkari has a state of Tuma that prevents him, Chazal will attack him, that a Balkari is not allowed to be Oisik with Teru Tvila. So the Rambam has to point out, A, don't think that there's a Chiyuv, Bizman Azeh, of Tvila Bizman Mitzvah, Mitzad, the person becoming Tohor. Why? Because anyways with Tame, with Tmei Meis. Not only that, but if you say, but Lamaisa at least take off the Tumas Keri in order to be able to be Isaac B'Teru Tvila, not because he should become Tor, but because at least he should be able to do what he has to do in Yoni Ruchniim, says the Rambam, Bizman Azeb, the fact that he's has Tumas Balkeri, the fact that he's a Tumas Keri will not prevent him from being Isaac and Teru Tvila. Therefore, even though there's a din to be nitar in order to facilitate being oisik, binyone kedusha, binyone ruchim, legabe teru tvila, tumas keri will not be makiv. The Rambam is saying two distinct things. He says b'tech advarim, because they're based on the same din. What's interesting about this type of approach in the Rambam is what to do with yoledes. Yoledes is included in the list in the braisa of tvila b'zman mitzvah, that yoledes would be toiveles on Yom Kippur. And Yoledes is the Yoledes, the Din Deraisa, that Yoledes after 7 days or after 14 days becomes Tohor. She's Matar. The Dam that she sees afterwards as a Din Deraisa is called Dam Tahara. It's not Matameh. The fact that we're knowing, we have a minig that we're Matameh, our women are Tomeh, any Dam. The Rambam says that the minhag wasn't even so established 1,000 years ago. I mean to say a woman, 2 weeks after childbirth, that we wait after childbirth, 7, 8 weeks, whatever it takes for a woman to clean up and to make sure that she's blood-free before going to the mikvah, is only a minhag. The din d'oraisa is that after 7 days after giving birth to a boy, 14 days after giving birth to a girl, the dam that she sees then till day 66, till day 80, is dam toya. That dam is not matame. What's the status of a yoledes? Lamaisa, she's tevela, she's tohar after birth, but she's still also bekotchim, she's also betruma. So what mitzvah exactly, the way we're explaining the Rambam, will be shver by yoledes, because what mitzvah exactly does the yoledes have that by her tefillah b'zman is also a mitzvah that she could go to the mikvah in Yom Kippur? If we say because it facilitates her eating truma, she can't eat truma anyways because she has to bring a korban, state that she has a tumma called mechusa kippurim. The Chusa Kippurim means that until she brings a carbon yeledes to the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk says in Pashas Tazria, she's not allowed to eat Truma, she's not allowed to eat Kachim. She's a, like, similar to the concept of a Tvul Yoim after Tvila and a Mikvah until nightfall. There's also a concept of Chusa Kippurim. A woman who's Mechuyiv, a carbon yeledes, is Chusa Kippurim, despite the fact that she's not Tomei anymore, but she has a Dida, she's Tomei that until she brings a carbon of yeledes. So what are you going to say? You're going to say that the tefillah b'zman mitzvah is not because of the functional din of facilitating her eating truma kachin, but it's because of making her tohar. She's not tohar. She still has tumah of yeledes until she brings a carbon. So the long din want to tie now. The Achroinim, Chaim Brisker, Briskerov, they tie now that the tumah of a tefillah yoyim and chutz kippurim is not real tumah. It's not part of the family of Tumah V'Tahara. It's a din that the Kapora is ma'akiv in certain dinim that are related to Tahara, certain dinim that are related to Kodesh, Achilas Tumah, Achilas Kodeshim. But really, the Tumah that was inherent in the person until bringing the carbon really went off. After Tefillah and the Mikvah, the Tahara is there. So we have to say that Yoledes, the reason why Tefillah is Zman HaMitzvah, is because she becomes Tohar Ali, they go into a Mikvah. Aye, she can't eat Truma, that doesn't mean she's Tommy. That means she has a din that the carbon is ma'akev, her eating Truma, eating Kachem. But is she Tommy? She's not Tommy. She was Tevel in the Mikvah, the Tumah is off. Masha Enken, the case of the Rambam, where Teveling in the Mikvah, one Tumah went off, but there's still Tumah's mess, that's not called the person became Tommy, Tohar. Person is bona fide, is Tommy. But he needs a different process. The mikvah is not enough. He needs Eifer Parah. That's called his Tomei. Therefore, he doesn't have that mitzvah. But the Yoledes, that's Teveles, has the mitzvah of becoming a Torah, because she does become a Torah. Aye, she's Mechusa Kippurim. That's something else. Mechusa Kippurim, the carbon is ma'akiv in her association with Kachim, but not that she is defined as a person who's Tomei.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.